Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We are here in the studio with candidate for Congress, Anna Little.
Yes.
Why in God's name anyone would want to run for Congress?
Did you notice only the Republican females
come onto the show? I love the women in this state.
Allison McRose
They've
came
got
in and now Anna Little.
The stones, okay? Yeah. It's not Frank Pallone who's on the show. Former Congressman Frank Pallone, who's
well,
on the
we
show.
We hope he's former Congressman
yes,
Frank
Pallone.
Yes, we do.
Pallone.
We'll talk about him later, but first, again, our hearts and prayers go out to everyone that was affected by the Colorado shooting and massacre with this nut with the red hair.
Yeah.
More details will be coming out soon. Of course, it's a perfect time for the Lautenbergs, Menendezes, and Bloombergs
to
grandstand for votes. And for the first time in history, I agree with Governor Christie when he came out and told them to stop grandstanding.
Can you believe he finally got off his butt and came out and said something?
It's because he wants to speak at the Republican National Committee, and he wants to appeal to the rest of the country. But he did say, stop grandstanding. We have enough laws on the books. We need to enforce the laws we have, which I never thought I'd hear that from Christie.
Well, the bodies weren't even cold yet, and our buddy, the Emperor of New York, King Michael Bloomberg, came out and was talking about how to solve the problem.
But now two times his cops have been caught trafficking guns, and he never came out and said anything publicly
about that. Yeah.
There's two instances now.
Right.
One
the last
guy was
one
just
in
sentenced.
The 9th District down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, stealing other cops' guns from the locker
yeah,
and selling them on the street for
to
money
for
drugs.
To support his drug habit.
His drug
yes,
habit.
Thank
so
you
what has King Mike told us lately?
Well, why don't we listen to what he had to say to Piers Morgan, who, by the way, we have more listeners in one day than Piers Morgan has probably in a year.
Every time one of these things happens, Gabrielle Giffords last year, this shooting here, there's an outrage, and then very quickly it dissipates. The American people quite quickly go back to their normal lives, and they don't demand action in the way that I would expect them to. Why do so many Americans not feel angry enough to demand further gun control?
Well, I would take it one step further. I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to protect you unless you, the public, through your legislature, do what's required to keep us safe. After all, police officers want to go home to their families.
Well, first of all,
we're going to go on strike. He's calling for the police officers to go on strike.
He warned them about that during collective bargaining, by the way, not to go on strike 2 years ago. But
now he wants them to.
Well, just think, he could be the first mayor that will be responsible for the 2012 triathlon in this country. That would be shoot, loot, and scoot. Because if all the cops were on strike, only us people that own guns would be able to protect ourselves. But what nerve
but wait,
on this
wait,
guy.
Wait, wait, wait. This is New Jersey, dude. You're the only one in this room with a carry permit.
Correct.
So you have to back us all up, okay? That's just the way it is. You're one of the 1,900 people out of 9 million
nice.
Who have a carry permit.
I have friends.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I know. And what you did to that judge was also helpful.
So here we go. Bloomberg wants all the cops to go on strike. Boy, is that an ignorant statement or
and look
what?
At this
to
idiot,
come from a leader?
Piers Morgan, okay?
He should go back to his country.
Yes, go back to your country.
And take Felipe Calderon with
him. Right, exactly. There's a total ban on guns in the UK. What happened after the total ban on guns? Gun crime doubled.
Yes.
So how's that working out, Piers?
So here we are again. It's again demonizing the tool rather than the criminal. And watch what comes out about this guy from Colorado. Watch, like the Fort Hood terrorists and everything. For 2 years, professors are going to be saying he was weird and he threatened me and he did this. But because of political correctness, a.k.a. known
the
as
Sharia
the new,
law.
New Sharia law of the United States, political correctness, watch what's going to happen. Everything is going to be uncovered, that all of the signals are there. I mean, Lautenberg woke up and he tapped Menendez on the shoulder, who tapped Loretta Weinberg on the shoulder, and now she's concerned about buying 6,000 rounds of ammunition.
Yeah. Well, which, Loretta, to me, is a good day at the range.
A brick of 22s is 500 in a box. It's very easy to own 1,000 rounds or 6,000 rounds of ammunition. So
you cannot predict this. Here's the problem with the progressive mindset. It takes the blame off of the doer, off of the bad, evil person, and puts it on some sort of an object or blames someone else for it. The problem with this country has been, since Woodrow Wilson, 1902, the Progressive Party has owned both the Republican and usurped, corrupted the Democrat Party. And as a consequence, we as a people, as a collective, have been brainwashed into believing that we should rely on the government for help, to help us to be our first responders. We believe now that when we dial 911, help will come. We are the first responders, people, not the government, not the police. They're not required to protect us.
We're trying to change that.
Yes, we are trying
to
change that.
If you want proof that the police are not there to protect you, my favorite case when we teach our use of force class, Warren versus Washington.
Yeah, Warren,
listeners,
Warren v. D.C.
Warren v. D.C. If you go on and look at that case, it was about rape victims that sued District of Columbia because the police did not respond to the calls, and the U.S. Supreme Court came back and said it is not the police's responsibility to protect you. There are not enough police to do that. You are basically on your own. The police are there to collect evidence, take a report, and investigate. Okay, that's a Supreme Court ruling. There was three of them, but Warren v. D.C. is the biggest one.
Yeah,
Google it and read it, and you tell me, what are you going to do if we have a natural disaster and six bad guys in a pickup truck are knocking on your front door to go shopping?
We've seen it happen already. Everybody says this can't happen in the United States. Hmm. Outside of D.C., let's take a look at what happened in Katrina. In Katrina, the police walked out, not before kicking the crap out of 70-year-old women to take a 22 rifle away so they couldn't protect themselves when the police vacated.
Yep, don't tell me it can't happen here.
You're absolutely right.
When we come back, our newest congresswoman will be elected this November, we're predicting.
I like
Anna
her.
Little against Pallone. By the way, anyway, I'll tell you later.
I feel it.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Got carried away there on the break. We were.
I saw steam shooting
out of the back of your head.
Sorry. Before we start, this segment is sponsored by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
NJ2AS.com. I know Frank Fiammingo has reached out to Anna Little also, and she'll be getting involved with our organization there. If you haven't joined yet, please join. It's the newest, most relevant Second Amendment organization in the state of New Jersey. It is literally $35 a year to join. The website is NJ2AS.com.
Quit your bitching and do something.
So here we go, the contender for Pallone.
Welcome, Anna.
Anna, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you guys are doing so well with your show. This is the kind of grassroots activism we need.
It's proof positive. There are a lot of people with no lives.
Anna is endorsed by the NRA and the NRA Political Victory Foundation. She is an A+, 2A advocate, ladies and gentlemen, in Monmouth County, New Jersey, and Middlesex? Is it
Monmouth County and Middlesex County. It's Congressional District 6.
Six. You hear that? Anna Little's website and Anna Little for Congress will be on the Gun for Hire radio page and the Gun for Hire radio Facebook page, by the way. So, Anna, tell
Anna
us
Little
how you're going to
Congress.
Beat Pallone.
Yes. Yeah.
We are going to beat Pallone by the power of we the people. We
nice.
Had a terrific experience in 2010. We had more than 100 people on a street corner every Saturday walking in whatever town we designated was going to be our target town for that week. We then had people carry those lists and finish the job during the week on nights and then in the following hours of the weekend that wasn't scheduled for the following walk. It was a tremendous experience. We made history in 2010. While I am not a voting member of Congress yet, we actually closed the gap to about 16,000 votes. 16,520 is our count, and there were over 144,000 votes cast. That is the closest anybody's come in 24 years to defeating this guy.
Wow.
And, you know, they tried to sack it to us with the redistricting. They took our voter registration in the old district was 14% for Republicans. It went down to 9% for Republicans. But, you know, I never look at the actual registration because, you know, it's we the independents
right.
and we
yes.
the unaffiliateds that yeah. decide
right.
these elections. We decide it in one of two ways, fellas. We either go to the polls or we stay home.
Yeah.
But it's the independents and the unaffiliateds that rule the roost. So we actually sat down and looked at election results. And guess what? In the new district, we are 2 percentage points better off with the election results from 2010 than we would have been. Do you hear that, Libs? Than we would have been if
like
you
her.
Left us the heck alone.
Yeah.
Frank Pallone, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
It's not Anna Little that's coming for you. It's we the people that pay your salary, coming for you. And they're going to send down one of their own.
And give you your health care.
Yes,
don't get me started on that.
For our listeners, if you don't think your vote counts, and we talk about apathy
yeah.
all the time, Anna just said the last election, 144,000 people voted. There's over 750,000 registered voters in District 6, and only 144,000 came out, and she lost by 16,000 votes. So if all of our listeners could mobilize anyone they know who lives in District 6, we could send Pallone home. And
absolutely.
I'll tell you what else.
It's lower.
I'll tell you what
lower,
else. Any type of support,
right?
Financial support, $5, $10
right.
bucks. Volunteer.
Right.
I don't
volunteer,
care what you
carry
do.
Carry a sign. Put some signs up on the road.
This is how we're going to win in
yes.
New Jersey. This is how we're going to win one election at a time and one lawsuit at a time. We've been working on lawsuits big time, Anna, with Second Amendment rights in this state.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But we're one lawsuit and one election at a time. And I'm going to tell all you listeners right now, you want to get hot? Here's the perfect reason to vote for Anna. Pallone was one of the 113 congressmen who walked out
yeah.
of the chambers of the House during yep. the vote for contempt for Eric Holder with the Fast and Furious cover-up, okay? He did not
hand
cast his vote for
Nancy
us
Pelosi.
Elected us voters who elected him
yeah,
in,
right.
he slapped us all in the face by walking out that day. That reason alone, I don't need to know anything else
right.
about Pallone,
right.
okay? Anna Little for Congress this November. Anna, tell us some more about what you're doing and what we can do.
Well, the most important thing you can do is get up off the couch and get into the street.
Yes.
We need to have our
yes.
voices heard in Washington. Listen, I had enough to do with my life. I'm a wife. I'm a mother of three teenagers, actually one just became 20. So I've got my hands full there. And I'm also an attorney. I've already been a mayor. I've already been a freeholder in Monmouth County at the county level. And honestly, I didn't need one more thing to do. But my daughter, my oldest, didn't want to sign a college loan. And you know, I'm Irish. I can't help the temper. You know, I didn't raise my kid to want to go to college to think she can't find a job when she gets out.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it angered me. Right. And I said, you know what? I'm sorry, but I have got to step out of this house. But what I do outside the house, and for the lady listeners, you can do this too, it relates back to my family. I'm being responsible when I walk out that door.
You're absolutely
and, you know,
right.
Those kids are old enough at this point to do their own laundry, and they know how to cook, so we're going to be just fine. And I'll make sure that I get my quality time in with them. But what's most important is every talent that I've developed in the experiences that God's given me in the last 44 years is being used for the future of my kids. And that means we all need to go out and do that. Ladies and gents, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm providing a future for my children, which is what the founders would have wanted me to do.
You mean not live off the government with entitlements?
Okay. That is where they were. You know, the guys, the government, those were the red coats.
Yes.
You know what they did to them.
Yes.
Okay? Don't dishonor the legacy that these fine people gave us in the Constitution of the United States. They agonized over every single word they wrote. They sacrificed their fortunes. They sacrificed their families.
Right.
For this.
I agree.
And now,
and
they watched the bloodshed.
Yes.
I mean, here we are on a pro-Second Amendment show. They watched the bloodshed. They didn't want us to ever have to do that again.
Correct.
Right.
That's why the Second Amendment reads as it does.
Yes.
Because as long as we, the people, have the individual right to bear arms, government will never oppress us again.
Right. And it has nothing to do, Frank Pallone, with sporting goods or our buddy Joe Carrillo's.
No.
Which is another thing.
This is an individual right.
Yes, exactly right. And it is, we've proven it. And on the very soil that these people fought and died, we can't even exercise our Second Amendment rights. Thank you, Governor Christie. We'll be right back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
If you thinking about it, write about it at our Facebook page, Gun for Hire Radio.
How odd is it to have a politician in here who's pro-gun and
that we
conservative
like.
And for less government? Isn't that weird
in
New Jersey?
I'm telling you, the women in this state, if it wasn't for the women in this state would tank. They're the only one with the stones to actually stand up for what they really believe in.
And you know, the last election, Pallone is from Monmouth County, and he didn't carry his own county, right?
No.
Yes.
That's because Monmouth County is my county too, fellas.
good.
I like her a lot.
So, Anna, you know, you sold me. I'm going to vote 4 or 5 times down in Sandy's Town in Monmouth County on November. I can't vote in Morristown for you, but I'll drive down. I'll vote in a few polling places. What I do is I dress up as a new Black Panther, and they let me in and vote whoever I want to vote for.
That's right. And, do you carry a club?
What do you think about this? We don't need ID to vote, but we need ID for everything else. Yeah. Is this crazy?
It's absolutely insane, and the founders would be rolling in their graves. Frankly, I am for voter ID. I am also for True the Vote. You know, we're canvassing to get out the vote.
Right.
There's absolutely no reason why we can't take down data as we canvass and provide to our challengers at the polls. Yes, we do need volunteers to show up on election day at the polls, and you do need to register by a deadline before that, about 2 weeks out. So check with us on that. But what we want to do is provide that canvassing data to folks who are going to be challenging at the polls, and we want you to call out that voter. You're not going to stop them from voting. They'll vote provisionally. But
correct.
Call out that voter. And if you do that at the polls and the word gets out on the street that you're doing that, you will at the very least have a deterrent effect on someone who perhaps doesn't want to get caught engaging in voter fraud.
Very nice.
I learned how to vote from Acorn. They taught me.
Did you?
Yes.
Very good.
So Anna, what can we do to help you? What can our listeners do besides sending money and volunteering their time and voting often? What else can we do? Tell us what you need us to do, and we're going to push it big time.
Well, there's two things that I definitely need everybody to do. First of all, wake up. I know it's July, but it's only 103 days before Election Day. Yeah, I said 103 days.
That's not a lot.
There
you
are 32
cannot
towns.
Vote if you're not registered, right?
Absolutely. You need to make sure you're registered. If you've moved from one location to another, even if it's in the same town and your precinct has changed, you need to re-register because you want to make sure you know where you're showing up to vote, and you don't want to be eliminated for living in one place and voting in another.
We've said this before. 30% of conservatives, people who identify themselves as conservatives. Now, we have a lot of liberal listeners, so I'm going to let you know that.
That's okay.
But 30% of conservative people who identify themselves as conservative think that they're registered to vote, but actually aren't. So if you go to gunforhireradio.com webpage, you'll be able to find out if you're registered, if your neighbor's registered, if your conservative friends are registered, and if those libs are registered, try to take them out that day for a beer.
We joke around. We say Tuesday, November 6th is Election Day if you're a Republican, independent, or unaffiliated. Maybe if you're a 2 of 4 Democrat, we might take you this year. But all Democrats need to vote on Wednesday the 7th.
Yes,
nice.
Exactly right.
Nice.
Wednesday the 7th at 7 a.m. is fine. It's good.
I know it's so what other issues are you looking at to address in this state to bring us back to the values that our founding fathers would have liked us to been, you know, replicating instead of this whole progressive movement? Because, you know, from our president down, they're trying to push us to this whole European progressive socialism movement.
Well, you talked about before, since Woodrow Wilson, the grand mayor, the grand governor of this state who went on to decay the White House. We've been a progressive, there's been a progressive movement on both sides.
And look how it's working for us.
Yeah, it's working out great, isn't it?
Unemployment and crime, all-time high.
We're going to get, you know,
businesses,
you realize
new businesses, all-time low.
We're getting a crap load full of hate mail.
I haven't threatened anybody yet, so
no,
it's
just the progressives who listen to the show who think that progressivism is so good.
They should wake up.
Yes, they should.
So tell us what else you're going to do for us.
Well, the very first...
We the people.
Yep, the very first thing I need to point out is that we the people already know what their issues are. The number one issue in the state of New Jersey and nationally is jobs, the economy, and taxes. And it's all about jobs. Whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a salaried employee for somebody else, people are either afraid of losing their jobs or they've lost their jobs. They're now either unemployed or underemployed. There are a lot of new businesses springing up in an attempt to provide for the family.
Yeah, but
we're at an all-time crisis on this.
But they didn't build that.
No.
Oh, don't.
It was
no,
the road.
No, listen to me.
What's
here.
Wrong with
I didn't
you?
Build this.
See,
I didn't
the
build
problem
this.
Is you're a businesswoman, so
I
it's
am.
The roads.
But you know what?
Don't you understand? You didn't build your law practice. You don't own that.
There was
that
nobody sitting next to me when I hung that shingle for the first time. There was nobody sitting next to me as I balanced the checkbook, as I invested my own hard-earned money into it. They are certainly knocking on my door and calling me on my phone to make sure they collect whatever percentage
yes.
they think I owe them.
Yes.
Confiscate. But they're in
yes.
the way.
Yes.
So we have
yes.
to look at taxes because taxes
way.
Are in the way
right.
of economic growth and job creation. And excuse me, jobs are created by private citizens
yes.
when they hang a shingle right. like I did and decide to create a method that they control for supporting their family and a financial vehicle to do that. The government didn't provide my business.
The government has never provided a job in the history of government. That's
all they
not
know how
what
to
it
do
does.
Is take.
Yes, exactly.
We have a president right now who's proud that 55% of our population is on some form of assistance in this country.
That's
he
good.
Thinks that's a good number.
Only if he wants to be in power.
That's true.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, Anthony, for 61 weeks running.
So Anna Little for Congress, I'm Googling her opponent here, and Wikipedia says
dirty.
Pallone, the last name Pallone, is actually Italian for air-filled balloon. I don't know if you knew that, but the only thing missing
tub
is
of hot air.
Air.
Yes.
So Anna, come on. Talk to us now. You're in a studio. You got us all fired up. We
see,
like
everybody
you as a
thinks we call the governor Hindenburg because of his girth. Which, if you look at us,
I can call Christy Governor Hindenburg. I'm allowed.
Because it's about the hot air.
Correct.
Yes. Anna, please tell us what people can do to help you
yes.
get into the Congress.
Well, this is a people's
we
movement.
We need you.
I'm proud to be a people's candidate, which means whether you're in the district or not, you can help. We need you to walk. We need you to call. We work off of email and new media. If there's a YouTube you like, we need you to spread it. We have a YouTube channel, Little for Congress, Little Number 4 Congress. We also have Facebook, which is easy to find, and our website, which is annalittleforcongress.com. I want your emails. I want your input. I want your voice on the telephone. I want your emails out there. I also want you to walk with us. We're great at canvassing, and it is the best way to get people off the couch and into the street and out to the polls.
We're not allowed to threaten them, though, right?
Well, I think they're threatened enough by the liberal agenda, don't you think?
I think so, yes.
But we're going to be walking this Saturday, July 28th at 9 a.m., and we're meeting at the Sayreville Diner. And our target town for this week is Sayreville. We've already walked in South Amboy. We've walked in Piscataway. There are 32 towns in our district, spanning from Middlesex into Monmouth counties, and we're going to walk in just about every one of them. There are a couple that we'll do some media appearances in, and the rest of them we're walking. So we need you. And then remember, you might not be able to vote for me if you're living out of district, but this is a federal office. That means when I get to Washington, I can vote for you. I can represent you. And I will be doing that. I'll be carrying your principles with me. So if you don't have someone that excites you in your district, or you know your incumbent is safe, we need your bodies to run against Frank Pallone, because yes, he is the closest to victory. We are closest to defeating this liberal leader. And he's a leader not only in New Jersey, but nationally.
Yes.
He's Nancy Pelosi's right-hand man. If you want to send a message, get rid of this guy.
Right.
So we are within 5 percentage points with voter turnout in 2010 in the new district from victory. We will probably, in all reality, need to increase that by about 10% because of the presidential turnout. But we've already done that, because in the new district, we moved it in one single cycle from 29% voting Republican to 46% voting Republican.
Yes.
That was a 17% spread. We can win this race. The closest chance you have to victory in the state of New Jersey, perhaps in the East Coast, is defeating Frank Pallone. So come on board.
Right.
Let's do this, because if we build the base and we obtain this victory, we can then move operatives into the next focus point. We can pick the next liberal guy or gal we want to get rid of, and we can move our bodies with the experience and the success that they've had with the victory to the next target.
Let's get rid of an anti-Second Amendment crony like Pallone and put somebody in who actually does represent gun owners in this
so
state.
So AnnaLittleForCongress.com. AnnaLittleForCongress.com. Go on and check it out. Anna, thank you for being on the show.
You're very welcome, and I want you guys part of this team. Donate, volunteer, come out and walk with us.
You're in. I'm not walking. I'll donate.
He'll go to the diner.
Okay.
We're coming back. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And we're back, broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. And we've got Nick Consilio in the studio now.
Buy Right Overhead Doors, one of the Gun for Hire Radio sponsors. Nick's website is buyriteohd.com.
The reason we brought Nick on is because of the rash of, what would you call them, highly aggressive burglaries that are going on in the state of New Jersey.
Detective Mack had some data in last week's show.
We weren't allowed to see it.
And no, we were allowed to see it, but we couldn't take iPhone pictures or copies of it because it was sensitive data. But, you know, one of the number one entry points in a break-in at night is in a sliding glass door, because they're so easy to breach. And garage doors were second.
Yeah.
And then windows in the back were third. And I thought it was important. So I gave Nick a call and I said, what's new in the home security and home defense to strengthen things up? And moats aren't available yet, right?
Moats, Nick, you still get a moat. At least I don't install them yet.
He doesn't install moats. Well, you know, one of the big things is that Nick has done in our houses and many others is he's put that you put that jack shaft opener, garage door opener, Nick, in.
Correct.
Which that's the one we talked about in earlier shows. You can't pry the garage door up because a bar comes out. Am I getting it right?
Yeah, it has a solenoid-driven deadbolt that when a door's down, it shoots out and it goes you cannot lift the door up once it's out.
And it's only a few $100 more than a regular motor.
Yeah, exactly. And it's worth it because it has a lot of features on it. It's an excellent opener.
And you were saying during the break, too, that it's DC powered, right?
Exactly.
So you can get, if the power goes out, we were just talking about that on the break. If the power goes out in my house, I'm kind of screwed. I have to, like, get a chainsaw cut through the wall.
So you have battery backups, too.
Exactly.
You know, the other device he just showed us that's cool that we all want to get, on his iPhone or any smartphone, he has an app with his garage doors on it. You can open and close your garage doors from the app.
Totally cool.
And it tells you when the last time the doors were opened or closed. It gives you a history.
Wow.
Right.
So you'll know if somebody was in your house. If you're away on vacation and you check and it says the door was open yesterday, something's up.
Or if you don't trust your wife, one or the other.
That's
tell you when
good.
She's going in and out.
No. We wouldn't do that.
We would never do that. No.
So Nick, being a very prolific installer in the New York metropolitan area, and I want to thank you for being a sponsor and sticking your neck out to be a part of this.
One of the first guys.
Yes.
If I can interrupt you guys, you're going to commercial. I just want to thank you guys as a listener to bring that kind of knowledge to us every week, week in and week out.
Nice. An accolade.
An accolade.
I'm going to have a heart attack. When we come back, I want to talk about this new product, and I want to talk about break-ins and how to circumvent.
It's kind of cool, too, because when you called Nick was really researching a lot of this stuff and talking to a detective, and I'd like to really get into that when we came back about how this all came about. All right, we'll be right back with the three of us. It's nice to have somebody in the studio besides this thing.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Percent of the people who think they're registered to vote are not registered to vote. Go to gunforhireradio.com and check and see if you be one of them. And we're back, Anthony. Stop playing with that.
It's my iPad. I'm doing work.
You're not doing work. It's porn, dude. You can't. That's not work.
So Nick, you had this new product. Nick consulted with a detective in his town. What'd you find out?
One of the biggest entry points is at the back of the house, as everybody who listens to the show knows, and sliders are a big weak spot as far as keeping anyone out of your house. So with the detective going through the new product line that I just brought on, we went through a bunch of different manufacturers and stuck with this one. It's called Alutech, and it's basically what it is. It'll completely batten down, harden the whole back door, whether it be a slider or a glass back door, just closes down an extruded aluminum gate in front of the whole door. And that probably doesn't sound too attractive, but they are attractive.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they really are kind of nice. Around where I live, you know, which is on the coast, you see a lot of them. And it actually kind of really dresses a house up pretty nice.
Yeah, but I don't live on a coast, and I want this. Listen to
me. Well, yeah, because you live in the woods.
This product basically goes over your sliding doors, over your windows and everything. Not the sliding door, but the windows. It's solar powered, so there's no wires to run.
Really,
and you can
cool.
operate it off a remote or an app, Nick?
Exactly. You could either have a remote inside your house that's like a simple TV remote with like the volume up and down to make the door go up and down. Or depending on the options, yeah, you can also do with an app. If you're not there, you can close down the house if you're out of vacation home.
You know when you pass through an inner city and you see those heavy, ugly metal gates?
Yeah, that's
that come
not
down,
what it is.
This is ALUTEC, and it'll be on our website, and it'll be on Nick's Byright Overhead Door website in a couple of days. Let me tell you something. This is pretty looking stuff. The ones,
yeah,
for the bigger
nice.
Ones for the sliding doors, they have to run a small 110 electrical line to them. But before you go to bed at night, I'm putting these on my house. Before I go to bed at night, all the downstairs windows, I'm going to bat
makes
down
sense.
The hatches.
Absolutely makes sense.
If I had a summer house or a vacation home, I would put these on every window so that with my iPhone app, I can shut them all
right.
and lock them down. And if somebody was going to go do service or maintenance, I would open one up for them.
Right.
Imagine the guy's face if,
when
Nick,
it
if he
closed
came in
while
to do
he
plumbing
was in
work,
there.
And then after he left, as he's putting his tools away, he sees it going down,
that'd,
he'd be like, oh,
be
no, what did I get myself into? But listen, layers of security. Mac talks about it. Nick's detective talked about it.
Right.
The shitbags are going to rob the person next door. Nick, just for an example, what's and we're not going to hold you to the price. An average 6 or 8 foot slider installed, what are we looking at?
Yeah, roughly around $700, depending on which model.
Oh my God.
And which
it's
options.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And a window, a double hung window. Like my small bathroom window is only 20 or 24
inches.
Probably
in the 250 range.
$250
Are you kidding
me? Are you serious? Really?
Are you kidding me? You're going to come up. I want you to come up and quote my whole house. I'm going to have Corey Vaughn and Sandy pay for it.
Nice.
I want you guys to come up and quote my house. I think it's great. It comes in colors and everything. You got to check out this product. I think it's wonderful.
I really like it.
Sandy's too cheap
to
get them. This was a guy who had no alarm in his house. We do a show about prevention and awareness, and he had no alarm in his house.
I have no defense whatsoever. I plead guilty, but this is really a great thing. I mean, it is about the levels of defense, like Mac talks about all the time. You just want to make it inconvenient. You're never going to stop people if they want to get in. They'll cut a chainsaw through your roof if
exactly.
they have to, but make it inconvenient.
By right. OHD.com. Check out the site.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard Anthony and I talk a lot about the escalation in burglaries, robberies, home invasions that are going on in the Northeast, especially here in the tri-state area. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog ball like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. If you're anywhere in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania, he'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. And we're back with Nick Concilio from Byright Overhead Doors, and
Nick,
we're talking about crime.
You got a ton of notes there. You better chime in here. Nick, you know, we did some research. This came right from Nick, and McAloon verified it. 80% of home break-ins are by non-professionals. That's your punk-ass, shitbag amateurs, high school kids that looked in your window and saw your 27-inch iMac or your iPad, okay? And this product that Nick is pushing now, it's all aluminum. It can't be easily pried open. It would make, you know, break-in almost impossible unless they drove a car through your house. But again, what do we want? We want the shitbag to rob our next door neighbor, the person who's not listening to Gunfire
Radio.
Yeah,
exactly right. Sure.
And Nick, what else? Tell me. So you've installed these. You're in and
out.
You
can see through these things too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's slots that
you can add. That's an option. You could add little slots in there, so this way you're not completely hidden from what the noise or anything is that you would hear outside.
See, I have cameras. I don't need slots.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do have the cameras.
But that's cool. So basically, to come and install a window, the only issue could be electrical on a patio, because that needs 110, right?
Exactly. The windows, like we mentioned, can be solar, so we don't have to run any electrical out there. But the size of a patio door, you would have to run an electrical line out there to run it. The patio door is just such a weak spot. The latches are all...
No, they're garbage.
Yeah, they're garbage. You shake them, you lift them up. Some can even be lifting up out of the track to take it out. So that's the stuff I...
And it's a simple thing. I mean, everybody's got rocks outside their house. So,
if you're not home, they'll just come
home,
right
boom.
In.
Yeah.
Sure. We had one of our listeners, Dan G. He was mowing and weed whacking his yard, and his wife came out and said, look... And one rock must have kicked up and hit his patio door and broke it in a billion pieces.
Wow.
You know, from the weed whacker. And she said inside it just made a tink sound. You know, there
and
was no
boom.
Loud crash or anything. And,
wow.
You know, it's broken open. But again, for the back of your house or the windows, like you were saying, any weak entry points. Did they make them for basement windows?
Exactly, yes.
Whoa.
Wow, it's perfect.
That's how they broke into his house.
Right.
They can make any size, any opening you want, we can harden up.
Oh, so you can custom make the sizes.
Everyone is custom sized to whatever opening it has.
Dean from Prism wired my basement windows. But man, I would much rather have those on all the windows and the alarm.
And the alarm, sure.
I would much rather have them. I mean, they probably won't be more than a few $100, and I have four basement windows, the tiny little rectangles.
Right, they're small.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, and Nick, you got a professional outfit. We talk about this all the time. You guys are all licensed and bonded and everything. And it's family-owned business. That's the only way we roll on Gunfire Radio.
I'd like to mention, too, that all my guys are criminally background checked to be able to work for me.
Nice.
I mean, if you call up ABC Cheap Door Incorporated,
right.
You don't know who you're getting. It could be two guys working out of the back of a car or a van.
Right.
You know, so you're a reputable company, and you're installing garage doors every
day.
That's all he does.
I mean, this is his business. It's not some guy with a hammer who's going to put in your garage door.
I told you that story across the street from me. Two guys with a van came to install a garage door, and they worked on it like 12 hours. And then they left, and then 2 days later, she had some other garage door company there finishing it. And I talked to her, and she hired a handyman who said, yeah, we could do that.
I look at the
springs, and
that's
enough for me.
And they're on a YouTube video. Yeah, right, exactly.
I look
right.
at those big, long springs. I'm like no, I'm not going there.
They could kill you,
couldn't
they?
Yeah.
There's been many a time I show up to do a repair with a bandage customer.
Because
somebody else.
They try to start it, and then they call me after they got hurt.
Yeah, it's not a do-it-yourself thing.
No, this is not something you should play with.
You and the garage doors have R value. The new garage doors, they have security with them. They're much thicker, harder to breach. And the jack shaft motor, you were saying, is just wonderful. I mean, we need to be one step ahead of the shitbags all the time.
Right.
And you know, it's funny how people will spend thousands and thousands of dollars on electronic equipment. I mean, basically, he's saying
a
loaded iPad is $900.
Right.
I did the math. You know, I could get, not my slider, but I can get my downstairs windows done with those shutters for less than $900.
Right. To protect the stuff that's inside.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And most people do not think of it until they walk home and they have that aghast look on their face when all of their shit has been stolen. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
You don't want to spend money on, but you should.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something that you're like, oh, honey, we got an extra $1,000. What do we do with it? Let's get a slider from the back door.
Or an alarm system or
a camera.
It's always hindsight is always 20/20 with us.
Sure.
And a product like this, it's good looking. It blends in well.
Provides on if you're in a noisy area, reduces the noise. Also, could be also for insulation, for sun glare. A lot of other uses for it besides the security factor.
So ultimately, I plan on buying a second home in New Hampshire. I would have you come up there and wrap the whole thing because I have security. I would have insulation. I wouldn't have to spend as much money in the winter to heat it so pipes don't freeze.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and aesthetically, it looks really nice. And again, if you live on the water, it would be a great addition.
Oh, it's a no-brainer, yeah.
And if you have a summer home or a vacation home, I mean, Rob just said he was interested in it. You're interested in it. I mean, it's is it zombie-proof?
Don't start with a stupid zombie thing.
Oh, I hate that zombie stuff. Well, I'm just checking, though.
Okay.
I'll check with the manufacturer if they've been zombie-tested.
Yeah, if they've been zombie-tested, yeah.
I guess the slits in it that you can look at are good because you can shoot through them.
Only he would think of this, right?
Why?
This is why?
What are you talking about? That's important.
It's very important. That's why they have gun turrets and things. You can poke the gun through the little opening and shoot and not have to be... are they bulletproof? I don't think
so. No, bulletproof.
We're working on that.
We're working.
I mean, they're just so cool looking.
I see the wheels turning.
You know, Alutech, A-L-U-T-E-C-H. I mean, they're cool. I'm glad. So you're going to have, like, the distributorship in New Jersey for this?
Well, there's not one specific distributor in New Jersey.
But you'll be the guy.
You're the man.
I hope so.
That's good. I can't wait to get mine. Sandy, what about you? You're going to spring open that wallet a little bit?
We'll see.
Oh, he's so cheap, Nick. He is so freaking cheap.
I am not giving away my security plans anymore.
Now, would
not,
you? Would you?
Not going to do that.
Could you have a payment plan for Sandy?
For Sandy, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
The payment plan is he's paying for it.
Like $25 a month.
A month or something like that, yeah.
But charge him $40 a month interest. Like the mafia.
We string that out over 200 years. That's very good.
You know what? You really, guys, our sponsors are the core of our business. We stick our necks out, obviously. But these are the guys and girls, family-owned businesses that have the balls to come out to our show and be a sponsor. I mean, how many guys would just come up here and want to talk with us anyway? They'd be afraid that something's going to be said or something. So you got to give them a lot of credit. I'm surprised he's not wearing one of these shuttered doors.
To being associated, yes, it's very true.
While he's on the show. But I was a little enlightened earlier by Anna McLittle, and I'm a little pissed off because she basically told us, Nick, and I know you're supporting people in your county, Somerset County, she said that 600,000 people in her district did not vote, the registered voters.
600,000
did not. And she lost by 16,000 votes.
Yeah. Okay? And we could be having, right now, we could be having a pro 2A person in Congress instead of this piece of garbage Frank Pallone.
The air-filled balloon.
The air-filled balloon.
That's what it means in Italian. I looked it up.
Yes, the hot air-filled balloon.
Wikipedia is always right, right?
It's always right. Wikipedia is a perfect source. You can't believe Wikipedia.
Wait a minute. I contribute to Wikipedia. Well, it can't be a good source.
Exactly right.
Nick, so tell me something. Any scary stories with garage doors? Anybody getting stuck under them or anything, or it's all been good?
Yeah, recently, knock on wood, yeah, it's all been good. And if I could just also thank Barack Obama for helping my father and grandfather start the business that I'm currently running right now.
He put roads outside of
exactly,
the place so they could actually get to the business.
Much appreciated.
Here's where we find out the progressive socialists, they're so out of touch because they've never had real jobs.
No.
You know, I posted it on Facebook. When I started Gun for Hire, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, all my savings.
How many days, how many weeks without taking a paycheck?
Right. Weeks.
80 hours.
How about weeks borrowing money to make payroll for my people?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I didn't build it.
Right.
How many times have you tapped into your retirement fund to make payroll?
Exactly.
Just so you could pay the payroll for that week because it's slow and you got to keep people on.
Exactly. And the government, every roadblock in the way to prevent me from starting a business.
Right.
And then when I start it, their hand in my pocket for their share.
Yeah. Yeah.
Constantly.
Hey, I'd rather deal with mobsters because at least they wait for you to make the damn money first before they want their taste, right?
Over the last year, I recently got hit with the EPA that we have to lead test the garage doors, which garage doors, by their definition, they move. So now when we go to take them down and move them, if they contain lead, we have to go in and encapsulate the garage. It's an absolute nightmare.
Oh, no way.
So we're affected, you know, just as much as anyone else out there with all the crazy regulations.
They just love adding regulations over regulations.
And all it did was cause the consumer to pay for an additional service, and then they go ahead and if they do pay for it, they're out money, and if they really need a door, they can't afford, and they cancel the job. So
no wonder so many people are on food stamps right now.
How about the OSHA 2000 form? I have to fill it out every year. You have to fill it out even if you've had no accidents to report. It's like 30 pages of paperwork that you have to fill out, answer all the questions, and mail it in to Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Instead, they can't just have one check off.
Right.
Check here if you've had no accidents to report and mail it in. No, you have to fill everything in. All the columns have to be zero. You have to go through it and fill it in. It's typical analysis, analysis with the government. Yeah. And everybody's got their hands in the pocket. Well, workman's comp. And the workman's comp will say, well, it went up because of government regulations. And health benefits go up every year. But we didn't build it. We didn't do it. Because he's out of touch.
Completely.
He's totally out
of touch. The man has never held a real job.
No, we need a president who signed the back of a check instead of the front of a check. Okay? Or, no, the front of a check instead of the back of a check.
Yeah,
we need one who's actually gone to work.
This clown thinks the government makes jobs. Yeah,
exactly.
The government only kills jobs.
He's proud that so many people are on assistance.
Of course.
Okay.
They're running commercials. How many times have we talked about this, Ant? They're running commercials to get people on food stamps. Seriously? Now. People are there, and of course, the complicit media has. And see, you've got me going now. The complicit media has just played along with him. If you listen to AP Radio News, everything that comes out is always slanted the other way. Oh, Barack Obama just ran a marathon, but that other guy, boy.
You know what, though, Nick? We talk about this all the time. Your grandparents, both sides of your family, came to this country. If you asked them where the welfare office was or the food stamp office, would they be able to tell you?
No way.
No.
No way.
Because they did whatever they needed. All four of my grandparents on their deathbed, they would have died before they took any type of public assistance.
Absolutely.
The 110%. Problem we have, that's right. The problem we have now is everyone that comes to this country wants to exploit the system. Not everyone. There are immigrants that come in that are hard workers.
This country was built on immigration. Immigration is a great thing for a country. When you've got people coming from all over the world with all different types of minds and talents and skills who all want to come here for one reason, and that's freedom. That's one thing. But if you're pouring over the border and you really haven't taken the steps that our parents and grandparents did in order to come here, who don't even know what the Constitution is, let alone what it says, and all want to change America to where they came from. That's the problem I have with it.
So how do we get it back? By voting for people like Anna Little, voting for people that are going to support us. You know, and it's hard to find a politician that will come on publicly with convictions like that.
Yes. And let me tell you, I liked her right off the bat, but I liked her even before because I talked to one of the machine politic people in the state of New Jersey who thinks that she's way too conservative, way toward the right. And let me tell you something, that's what we need.
Remember, Pallone walked out of Congress
during the Holder contempt of court.
What a pig.
Absolutely. And if you're a gun owner listening to this show in the state of New Jersey and this is the thing that you want to represent you, then stay the hell home, okay? If you're going to continue to vote your liberal mindset, you're going to continue to vote the progressive agenda, whether you're Republican or Democrat, stay the hell home.
Seriously.
And no one could be apathetic anymore.
No.
Everyone's
no,
got
we
and
can't
that's
be
what you guys come in great. It's another,
we gotta
another
take it back.
Venue.
We have to take
exactly.
it back.
600,000 people did not vote in her district.
Right. That's disgusting.
And she lost by 16,000. Mm.
There are people who would give their life and who have given their life just for the ability to vote. And you can't get off the damn chair because Dancing with the Friggin' Stars
is on. We know it's not our listeners per se, but our listeners need to get their friends and family
and
coworkers mobilized. People need to get emotional. People need to take a stand for something today. No one wants to take a stand. That's the problem.
That's right.
I stick my neck out on the show every day. If you guys only heard the shit that was edited off the show, okay? All right? I'm not afraid to say things. I post on NorthJersey.com news. I post stuff that puts chills up my wife's spine when she sees that I read it.
Puts chills up my spine, too.
You know, like Murrow said, I'm mad as hell. I don't want to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a polarized show. Nick owns a business. Most businesses would say, I won't go on that show. It's too controversial.
We've had them say that in the beginning. Now they're begging to get on.
Correct.
And screw them. We don't want them on the show.
But to take a chance, Nick, that's why I commend you, too. You thank us, but I commend you that you took a stand to be
on
the show. And that's why I want our listeners to support our vendors.
Yes.
Okay? If you're a warehouse manager, manager, have Nick quote the doors.
Right.
If you got a house, what the hell are you waiting for? Get new garage doors. Sandy and I did. Sandy's right. still paying Nick $25 a week. But I paid mine cash.
That's nice. Well, it's because you're rich.
Yeah, well, Obama came and installed those doors.
Oh, did he? That's good. It's a good thing. Obama's helping you with your business, too.
Yeah, you didn't build that. That really, he might lose a point or three in the election, you know. For that, people will remember that. Yeah,
you think that the world is upside down enough?
Well, like,
it's another Joe the Plumber moment. Did that do anything? I don't know.
No,
sometimes
no.
About the American
the brain
public
dead
right
or
now.
The brain dead. There are 90% of the people do not even get tuned into this stuff. Do you realize McDonald's? This is something to say for our great economy rebound. McDonald's, for the first time in history, did not report a profit this past quarter.
Yes.
And they're citing the fact, now this is McDonald's, who has always had a profit, is citing the fact that our dollar is freaking worthless. The Canadians now are 40% richer than Americans. When the hell does that ever happen?
Could you imagine? What an embarrassment our country has become.
Absolutely.
And anyway. So, Nick Concilio, Byrite Overhead Doors, BYRITEOHD.com. Check him out. Send him a thank you. Get some price quotes. If your next door neighbor's garage door is looking weak, kick it and break it, and then give them Nick's information.
Or just drive through it.
Or drive through
like
it.
Like most of your customers do. That's good. Back into it. Listen, before we start to wrap up here, I got an email this morning from Dean at Prism Electronics. He said one of the people in his town, somebody he knows, this is going around, the cops are talking about it, guys showing up with badges around their neck.
Okay? Oh, nice.
Pretending to be cops, whatever. They're showing up, knocking on the door, a police officer, people open up the door. Who's not going to open up the door for what looks like a detective? They're kicking the doors in and beating the crap out of the people,
nice.
Robbing the houses. So just please be aware, and especially the older people. Tell your parents, if they're older, tell your parents about this. Tell people that you know about it.
One of my instructors, Frank Rossi, his elderly mom a few weeks ago, guys came to the door with a public service scam. She was smart enough not to let them in.
Wow.
They wanted her to come in the house. They wanted her to sign papers. Otherwise, the electric was going to get shut off. And when he called public service the next day, they're like, we don't send people out to do that. So,
man.
Nice. That was in Lodi, by the way.
So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy yet?
I don't know. August 8th, NRA Certified Range Safety Officer. August 12th, the Gun for Hire Semi-Annual Gun Test Drive at Cedar Grove. 16 guns, 144 rounds. There will be a mystery gun.
A mystery
gun? Yeah, maybe something you don't normally get to shoot every day. It might be on a tripod.
I've seen it. I know what it is.
Aha. On August 18th, we have Home Invasion Prep, which is Sims 1 in Belleville. August 26th, Urban Pistol 1 in Cedar Grove. August 26th, Low Light, No Light Pistol in Cedar Grove. New date, September 8th. September 8th, ladies and gentlemen, Smoke and Gun.
Ooh.
Okay, you're going to get to shoot 20 different guns. We're going to have a tobacconist. It's going to be at my private cigar club in Fairfield. You're going to shoot and smoke cigars. Food will be catered by the Brownstone.
Very nice.
On 10/28, I'm doing this against my will, but on October 28th, we're doing a zombie apocalypse charity match in Cedar Grove.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
All of the proceeds are being donated to Wounded Warrior.
All right.
Gun for Hire is not making a dime.
Okay?
That's why I'm doing it. If you're having a shooting party or any kind of team building, check out Gun for Hire. We do them every day. On October 13th at the Edison in Edison at the Rosewood, we're having the Friends of the NRA dinner, and that's it for me.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of Nick Concilio, Anthony Calandro, Master Trainer, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we really do thank you for listening. Get out to vote. Get to gunforhireradio.com and register to vote. See you next week. My home.